I don't think so, Miles. Certainly a lot of people that I've met today have been asking me about it, and it was a 4 o'clock kickoff yesterday because of the Interpro de Aviva, so I got the half-time score when I was coming back from Letterkenny, and at that stage I think it was 47, and then George Walker, the team manager, texted me at the day end to say 71-3, and he didn't make any more comments. He didn't think he had to. And I was reading this morning there that that was 11 tries that Greystone scored. I think their bonus point try by about half an hour or so. But that's not really the problem. It's when you look at the league table, Miles, Derry have the least points of anybody in any division. They've conceded more points than anybody in any of the divisions, and they've scored the least number of points. And, you know, they're analysed why they've played those games, all these games, and have lost them all. And they do have a break for 2 weeks because of the way it's been structured. Next week is the quarterfinals of the Senior Cup, which they are out of, so they're that. And then Wanderers come on the 29th, the last Saturday in October. But Wanderers have won 3 out of their 4 games, and again, that's not going to be an easy one, but nothing's going to be easy at the moment, because looking at some of the teams that Greystones have beaten, they haven't beaten them by anywhere near that sort of margin there. They had a 23-17 result, and also there's a lot to be done, and from Derry's point of view, there really has to be a lot of soul searching. Sadly, one has to say that the talent is not there at this particular time. They've lost 4 or 5 players who were key to the team, who were leaders. You know, a young sample at scrum half and David Funston in the centre. And you can't do without players like that. But unfortunately, Dobie has come in. The problem with not really having a coach as well doesn't help, because Richard McCarter's helping out in the backs and Stephen Douglas is doing the forwards. But he's only here to Christmas. And again, I think they really have to sort of sit down and see if they cannot get somebody in that has done it before, or get 2 or 3 players from the club to get together, because they can't allow it to go on. Because if it another 3 or 4 defeats, and really, you know, that can be it. I mean, it's not the end of the world to be demoted to Division 2C, but the fact is, if you look at it geographically, if Rennie, who have won every game so far, were to get promoted and Derry were to be demoted, I mean, Derry would have travelling would be unbelievable, because they all are in parts of Ireland. But, I mean, that's as it goes. But there's a lot of work has to be done, Miles, and certainly it's going to take a lot of soul search, and the club really have to sit down very, very quickly. They've got two weeks break to get things sorted, and hopefully to try and get something against Wanderers. They, you know, if they'd even got a victory against Thomond, it wouldn't have been so bad. But defeats tend to make defeats, and that's the way it is at the moment. And just, I suppose, on the opposite side of that, we'll have to say about Rennie had a very good result yesterday, 31-0 against Seapoint. They have now played 4-1-4 and have 20 points maximum. So, you know, while one North West club is unfortunately at the bottom, there's another one at the top.
Yeah, you know, have you followed through that scenario that you've pointed out there, and Rennie get promoted and City of Derry get demoted? Well, where are the good players in the North West going to go to? Probably Rennie, and therefore, you know, City of Derry will be in a more difficult situation.
Well, this is it, and I mean, the thing is too, that with all the sort of the clubs, I mean, Omagh are going tremendously well, Liberati are in a resurgence as well, you know, and Letterkenny and Saban, obviously the players at that level, you know, it's too much of a step up. But, you know, if they're going well with their clubs, and it's the travel and everything involved, but it's just, if a side's not going well, man, you're not going to join them. It's the irony being that Omagh again yesterday, and that Rugby Championship 1 had another very, very good result. They beat Clogher Valley by 50 points to 12. And the irony is that Ali Beckett, who was fullback last year for Derry, the 1 year he came, he scored 3 tries. So you're missing people that got there, you know, from the team that were there last year. But, you know, it all goes back to a certain thing called momentum, and on this great word it's used, Miles. But, you know, we think back to February of this year, City of Derry were 16 points clear in that league and managed not to get promotion. You know, there, and I think you could be critical of the team at the moment, and maybe they're not playing well, they're not getting the results. But you have to ask, why was a 16-point lead allowed to be lost last season?
Yeah, it was hard to understand at the end how come they didn't get that promotion that seemed a shoo-in.
But, I mean, the thing is, of course, had things worked out, Miles, the way it has with the players leaving or players, you know, moving on, Who knows, they might not have moved on, but nevertheless, it would still have been very, very difficult to move up a section. But, I mean, again, that's all ifs and buts, and really, at the end of the day, it's the now, it has to be addressed, and I would like to think that tomorrow night at the rugby club, that there'll be an executive meeting called, and I think some soul searching has to be done, because the club cannot go on any longer in this maze, because, I mean, we did go down to junior rugby at one time and came back up really, really well, but those days are gone now. You're not going to get, there's not going to be able to do that the way it was, and, you know, at the moment, it's looking very bleak, and for those guys who are turning up every Saturday to play, and to be fair to some of the players, you know, it's, they are playing above their standard, but nevertheless, they're giving their all, and you can't expect any more from them, but it must be, you know, very, very hard for them to take that, and especially, you know, travelling away down to Greystones, and they sit in a 5-hour journey back home being beaten 71 points to 3. It's not really something you'd want a young sportsman to get through.
No. Okay, let's get the results from the other divisions locally. You've given us All-Ireland League 2C, Rainey 31, Seapoint 0, and in the Championship, as you mentioned, Championship 1, a good victory for Oma against Clare Valley, 50 points to 12. How did Limavady get on against Armagh in Championship 2?
Limavady, they lost out by 17 points to 12 in that rugby conference, as it's called, you know, the second 15's playing, but they at least get a losing bonus point, so, you know, they'll be very happy with that and that particular result. The game I was at yesterday was up at in Letterkenny,
yeah.
And
Dave Gallagher Memorial pitch. Yeah.
I was going to call it the old 1 miles, but I forgot it as well. But they, you know, they were the 34-20 they won, and certainly half time it was you know, reasonably tight. But the second half they come away and they got their losing bonus point, which was very, very important. A young Ryan Mortimer, their right half, tremendously with a boot yesterday, 4 conversions and 2 penalties, 6 from 6. But generally speaking, you know, they had a lot of spirit yesterday, because they've had lost a few games, and young Daniel Faulkner playing, yes, he scored a very good try as well.